step to the task and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna call my shot. Tell you what I got. Raw rage. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Texas says, did Pennington play DT in high school? I'm assuming he did. But again, I'm not going to go chase that for a guy who I'm not even 100% convinced is going to play. So, you know, we'll see. The other part of it is this, I can't remember what his weight was in high school, but you might be able to find the film on that somewhere. 940 said, Wade, what has had fun in last night's game? He did. He made a play at a pick six. And Mendoza came back from that nicely, though. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous the Raiders to talk about starting Kirk Cousins because he has familiarity with that offense. It's just so friggin' stupid. Just move on, all right? You're going to be playing Mendoza by game four, game five anyway. So why not just start him? These teams are so stupid. You know, the Raiders fans are not going to pay to watch Kirk Cousins play. The Raiders fans are all jacked up about Mendoza. So give the people what they want. And what they want is nobody wants Kirk Cousins. Nobody anywhere, anytime wants Kirk Cousins. In fact, nobody's ever wanted Kirk Cousins. That's the reality of it. All right, Ramon. We have lots to get to. Jay said, well, how did the Braves do in this Milwaukee series? I might be crazy. I think Milwaukee is the best team in baseball. All of baseball. Ramona, I just as a note, I keep hearing something. I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing something in my headset. Lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627. Texas said, Burley reminds me a lot of DJ Reader. Basically injured his whole career, but solid senior season to boost NFL potential. Well, you know, Reader was a great athlete at 350 pounds. I mean, he really was a terrific athlete. And a really big-bodied guy. I guess there's a little similarity, maybe. Texted Cousins is familiar with every team system because he's been cut by every team in the NFL. That's a good point. And no one's ever really wanted to pay dude. Back when he was with Washington, they didn't want to pay him. You know, they wanted to go year by year. They just did not trust him. No, you know, they knew enough to know, look, he's pretty good, but we don't want to pay him. Nobody wants to pay Kirk Cousins. Nobody. All right, Ramona, we have miles to go, and so we need to get to it, all right? Let's get to our win totals, the ones we've given out already, and then we're adding to that. You there? Hello? Is this thing working?
Yeah, I have to bring it up. Okay, the win totals. You want to do that first?
Yeah, that first.
Okay, number one is Syracuse over 4.5 plus 105 and over 5.5 plus 260.
Okay. I gave them out twice because I like them twice and because the second number is so attractive. Give me those numbers again more slowly. Give me the first one first.
4.5 over 4.5 plus 105.
Okay. So over 4.5, I have plus 105. And that's, I think that's like stealing as long as Angeli's healthy. I think they'd have a bounce back year. I feel certain that they're a bowl team, and their schedule's not as their schedule last year was brutal. They may have been the worst, most difficult ACC schedule I've ever seen, and so they did them no favor, and when Angeli went down, it all fell apart. But I expect a definite turnaround. Now, the second number, because I think they're going to a bowl, I think the second number is still low, and I'm taking that one because what is it at? Plus 260?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy
to me.
5.5. I can get Syracuse higher over 5.5 at plus 260. I mean, I just think that's insane. And so I'm taking both of them. Absolutely taking both of them. I really like both those plays. I feel very comfortable about both those plays. Texas said, well, more I think about Clemson basketball, I think they can be top five ACC, NCAA tourney run, assuming Foster and Welling are healthy. Love the pieces. Oh, 100%. This is the most – I think this is the most interesting team in modern Clemson basketball history. Now, how it all turns out, that remains to be seen. And I'm still hearing it, Ramona. It's like there's a separate show going on or something somewhere. All right. So Syracuse on both plays. What's next?
Okay, the next one is Mississippi State over 4.5 -110.
Yeah, I gave this out months ago, too. I love this play. I just think I'm high on this coaching staff. I'm high that they added Arnett back to coach defense. He's very aggressive. The defense let him down last year. I think they'll be improved in that area. You have a dynamic quarterback in Taylor. I'm high on this football team. I think they were competitive in a lot of games last year, and I think some of those are going to turn into wins. I think they might be a bowl team. And so I love the 4.5. What's the price on that?
The 4.5 is -110.
Okay, that's nothing. I'm good with that.
Okay, the third one is Oklahoma over 7.5.
And what's the number here?
I don't have one for those. That one. You talking about the big thing?
Yeah.
I don't have one for that one.
Let me see what it's too late because, you know, we gave these out a long time ago. And so I can't really just assign a number to it now because the number is going to be different than it was in all likelihood. But let me just check and see.
It might not be.
Well, we don't have a way of knowing. That's the problem because we won't know what it was when I gave it out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But that's all right. That's not your fault. If you don't have it there, I didn't give it to you. Okay. Over 6.5. The DraftKings has three numbers for them. Over 6.5, -330. Over 7.5, -162. That's a high price.
Well, you have over 7.5. Why don't you just use that one?
Well, I would, but that's -162, which is a high price.
You don't like
then
that.
Over 8.5 is +150. Do me a favor, pull up their schedule. Pull up Oklahoma's schedule. Let's just take a look at that. But I'm going to keep that at, and we'll play it at what they have it at. So we'll keep the over 7.5 at -162, but I still want to look at their schedule. I want to see whether that 8.5 is worth the shot on that.
So you do want me to put down there 162 -162?
Yeah, -162.
Okay, let me do that before I forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But let's go to their schedule.
All right. Their first game is UTEP.
Okay, 1-0.
And then they're at Michigan.
They're a 2-point underdog in this game. I am leaning towards them winning this game. For the sake of argument, I'm going to say 1.5.
Okay, and then they have New Mexico at home.
New Mexico's a pretty good football team. That's going to be more difficult than people think, but they'll go to 2.5 here.
And then I have at Georgia.
They're like a 9-point underdog here. I'm going to give them 1.5 here, 3.
Okay, and then they have Texas in Dallas.
The schedule's tough. I'm going to call that a loss.
And then they have Kentucky at home.
4.
At Mississippi State.
Not easy, but 5.
South Carolina at home.
6.
At Florida.
Not easy, but 7.
Okay, and then they have Mississippi at home.
7.5.
Texas A&M home.
Boy, schedule's tough. 8.5.
And at Missouri.
Okay. It comes out to 9.5 for me. I'm just going to stay with what we have. I'm going to pass on the over 8.5. It's just too much invested in the one play. All right. So what's next? So in other words, Oklahoma over 7.5, and the price on it's -162. So it's pricey.
Yes, I have that. Okay. The next one is North Carolina under 4.5, and there's no thing for that either.
Oh, well, let's find out what that is. We'll go with whatever it says. North Carolina under 4.5 is -105.
Okay.
So I'm good with that. Wow. Under 3.5 is +230.
Is that good? You're going to go under 3.5?
I am. In fact, add
it.
You
are?
Yes, I am. Add it. Add that.
Okay, wait a minute. Under.
Add under 3.5.
That's a total insult.
For +230.
+230.
It is, but they're only. Honestly,
it is.
I'm going over the schedule, and I think their max wins are 3. I can't get past 3.
I think that's only a half difference.
I know, but that's when they're all going to get fired. I'm saying that's their max. I mean, I'm not assuming that they beat East Tennessee State or UConn. I don't know why anyone would assume either one of those things. I think they suck, and as such, I mean, plus it's just an absolute friggin' clown show. I've got the 80-year-old coach, his concubine, whatever she is, 20-something, allegedly 20-something ex-sex store family worker. I've got the Lombardi, who's been suspended for sexual harassment, allegedly, that seems to be getting worse, not better. I've got the son, Belichick, who has, I don't know, medical issues. I don't know what his issues are.
You got Bill going, why did I do this?
The whole thing is just an unmitigated disaster. And on top of that, I got Billy Edwards at quarterback, who's like 34 and playing at a 17 school. And he sucked at every one of them. He sucked at Wake. He sucked at Maryland. I don't see how. I mean, they're going to have the worst quarterback in every game they play. I forgot about Bobby Petrino. You know,
we all want to forget about Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, who also had his concubine on the motorcycle, allegedly, and wound up with the road rash on his face.
He's never going to live that down.
Right, and he's been washed. Right, he's been washed forever. That's the staff. I'm sorry. No. Are you crazy? I mean, that's the most laughable situation I have ever heard of. I've done this a long time. North Carolina's coaching situation right now is the biggest clown show in history. The whole entire picture is an unmitigated disaster. So how are they winning football games? I'll tell you what. I'm taking East Tennessee State, and I'm taking UConn. Whatever those points are, we get to that. I'm taking those too. So I'm going 2 unders on North Carolina. I'm doubling down. I'm going under 4.5 for -105, and I'm going under 3.5 for +230. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. It's Joe. Joe in Virginia. I'm coming right to you on the other side, Joe. Do not move. Do not move. We'll be right back.
The countdown is on. 15 days until Clemson Tiger football, presented by Ingles.
Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
He just looks left side, comes back right. He's going down the middle looking for more.
.627 Do as Joe in Virginia did on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe.
I found a random football note, and I never knew this. Don Coryell, he coached at San Diego State in college.
He did.
And I pulled up, I was trying to pull up history about that school. A long time ago, I liked them a little bit because I worked late night, and that was the only team on. It was like late night.
Do you know? Do you, do and, let me see if you came across this or not, Joe. One of their starting quarterbacks was the brother of a very famous baseball player.
No, I don't know that. I just know the who was on his coaching staff, John Madden and Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
All at the same time, which is unbelievable.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And like I think Joe Gibbs is one of the most underrated coaches ever.
Oh yeah, it's one of the greatest coaches in history, without question. By the way, the quarterback in question, maybe this is a hint, 6'8".
See, I'm not a baseball nothing rings a bell.
Dan McGuire.
Oh, my gosh.
Brother of Mark McGuire.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting.
Yep.
And it's an underrated school as far as what they've done in football and basketball. Yeah. I'll tell you what. One of these days I got to make it out there just to see San Diego.
Yeah, they say San Diego is beautiful, and apparently it's the last city in that state that is. if you see the other stuff that's going on there, it's just so unbelievable. The Venice area? I think it was the Venice area. Venice Beach area, where these homeowners are having to pay ex-gang members $300 a month to keep the homeless population from running rampant all over them because the needles are everywhere in the streets. This one woman went out in an hour the other day, picked up 25 needles. They actually are they're reprimanding her because you have to pick up needles the right way. Their real problem is that they're charging these people exorbitant taxes and they're not doing any of this stuff on their own, you know. And so the homeowners are being left to do it themselves. I mean, can you imagine having children and out in the area where you live, there are nothing but needles on the ground because the state will not do anything to control the absolutely ridiculous homeless population?
And the American Medical Association said this is a side note, and I'm not joking when I say this, 65% of some of the substances is spike with fentanyl. So you got to be careful. Very careful.
Yeah. Not only that, listen to this, Ramona. You'll love this. This is another Ben Milstead drive off the road thing. Ramona, they had a guy come out the other day, and I didn't get to hear who it was, but he's on the news, all right? So he's a political figure, and he is advocating for providing facilities for the homeless to have a normal experience like the rest of people. He wants to provide facilities so that people can engage, the homeless can engage in every type of sexual activity.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's just, you know, we think college football is screwed up. Go to California to live.
I mean, what?
Yeah,
I'll pass on that.
What do I care?
I'll pass on that. I read somewhere where
can I not pay for that with my taxes?
Yeah,
that's strictly them, right?
No, it's not. They want
the United States.
Oh yeah, no.
I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for that. I'm sorry.
I'm
living in Greenland.
Everybody's leaving California for like Idaho and Arizona. I've never been to Idaho. I can vouch for Arizona. I've been spending my entire marriage trying to convince my wife to move to Arizona. I love Arizona. It hasn't worked. I'm gonna keep
and you're
it.
Still in Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Joe. Another year or two of that governor, and your wife will be asking you to move to Arizona because she's taxing 50 new things and lied about everything. Every single campaign promise she made, she's broke all of them.
I still think it was hilarious. She's like, "We're going to be affordable," and the first thing she does is tax.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, pet grooming.
Yeah.
Those pet groomers. Yeah. We've got to tax them.
Yeah, she's taxing everything. She showed up at a public event the other day. I don't know what it was, but she showed up at a public event, and they booed her mercilessly. Yeah. I mean, they've already had enough. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting experience, not in a positive way. But, you know, I was going to ask you, I don't know if you had any time at all. I watched a little bit of this guy, Sequel Patterson. I think he can play. I kind of like a four-star. I can't remember where he's out of. He's a wide receiver for South Carolina.
I have not yet had a chance to watch this film, Joe. Sorry.
No, that's fine. It's fine. I'll be interested to see what you have to say sometime about that. I think he'll get some playing time in the first two games. And honestly, like, you could sleepwalk against Kent State and Townsend. I don't even know where Townsend is. What is it, Pennsylvania or something? But now, if they beat me, beat us, I'll like sing the Townsend fight song or something. I don't know, on air. But I highly doubt that's going to happen. So ETSU, man, we're going to go to Chapel Hill, huh? And we're going to beat them Tar Heels. I'm going to have to take my son down there, and we're going to have to wear our ETSU gear.
Exactly right. Give me those points. I'll take those points. Whatever that line is, I'll take. I'm going against North Carolina in every single game. Every single game. I don't care who they play. I'm going against them in every single game. I am fading North Carolina before the season begins.
So you are going 0-12.
I just think they suck. I mean, I am going 1-11.
1-11. Well, hopefully it's not against ETSU. I would hammer TCU. That line is 7.5. I would. TCU's gonna demolish them. Yeah. I know it's in Ireland.
For that little TCU incident the other day, where the starting safety beats the crap out of one of the expected contributors at receiver. And the receiver winds up in the hospital, and they dump the starting safety.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how you want to start a year. Off to Ireland for some fun. These are the two teams that we're sending to Ireland.
Yeah.
Can they just stay in Ireland?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You guys can have them, especially UNC. I was going to ask you, well, and you're probably going to disagree with me.
Wait a minute. Just hold that thought. How did North Carolina wind up going to Ireland? How? I mean, when you get to make these trips, it's because you've done something. Somebody respects you. You get an opportunity to take. Well, how does North Carolina get to go anywhere in football? I don't know. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
UVA and NC State was going to play in Brazil, and then they had to cancel it.
Well, but that makes a lot more sense than North Carolina. I mean, North Carolina, it sucks out loud. Why do they get to go anywhere and play?
I mean, who knows? But one thing I was going to ask
pity
you.
Trip. Like,
a pity trip.
Oh man!
You know those people in Ireland. Yeah, those people in Ireland. They're gonna need extra Guinness for that game.
Well, you know, they have some other liquor there too.
Yeah,
but you're probably gonna disagree with me. I don't know. I'm not sure how you feel about it. I think Cam Newton's a Hall of Famer because when healthy, I'll just be honest, man. He was a force. He was a force in the
Cam
NFL.
Newton.
Like when he was healthy, I don't think you could stop him hardly. Like, he wasn't the greatest passer. I get it. But if he's healthy, I heard NFL players talk about him. And like when I saw him, I retired. Like I retired.
Yeah.
When he was healthy, he was a problem. And, you know, I still think if you put some of these guys in, you got to put him in. But
you know, Joe, at 6'6", 260, or whatever he was, it maybe if he had tried to recover that fumble. You know what I'm saying, Joe? Joe left us, but maybe if he tried to recover that fumble, I just can't do it. That's my lasting memory of Cam at the pro level. I can't do it. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry, I just don't. I am a believer in short-lived excellence. You know, again, the Tony Boselli at tackle, the Gale Sayers at running back, the Billy Sims at running back, those type of players. But I don't know. My one significant memory of Cam Newton is him watching that ball roll on the ground and seemingly making no effort to recover it whatsoever at the very biggest moment of the game. I just can't quite get past that. Hall of Freaks, but Hall of Fame? Bah. I'll pass. We'll be back.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley,
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Whoa, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot, dinner spot, whenever, right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden, that's the move. It's a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville, exit on the Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic, 100% should have won the Heisman Trophy. Absolutely ridiculous he did not win the Heisman Trophy. In my view, I think he had the second most dominant defensive tackle season in history, second only to Leroy Selman. Now, there are a few others. Merlin Olsen had a year at Utah State, and et cetera. And we're going to get to all of that as a part of this this bigger conversation in just a few minutes. I just saw this pop up. And Noah and Michael coming to you. The NFL top 100 players of 2026 is voted by the players. This is fascinating to me. James Cook is number 20. James Cook's the 20th best player in the NFL. Justin Jefferson is 19. James Cook is one spot behind Justin Jefferson. How about this? Patrick Mahomes is 18. Whoa, the bloom is off the rose. 18. Patrick Mahomes, okay, I know he's been hurt. I know that he hasn't been great the last few years, but he's 18 and Sam Darnold is 21. Jonathan Taylor, 17. Jamar Chase, 16. Seems low. Derrick Henry, 15. Brian Burns, 14. Trey McBride, who Noah will have interest in, 13, Will Anderson, 12, and Drake May, 11. Drake May, seven spots ahead of Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be interesting. He has A.J. Brown now. It's going to be interesting, though, to see what this season looks like for the Patriots. They played a very, very easy schedule last year and then got absolutely destroyed in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what that looks like this year, whether they actually take a little bit of a step back, because I could see them taking a little bit of a step back, 100%. I could see that. I'm coming to you on the phone lines just quickly. Sam Darnold was 21, which I find stupid. You know, Sam Darnold has remade himself. It's very nice, very nice. But, 21? Man, Sam Darnold is 11 spots ahead of Dak Prescott? No, stop. Noah and Anderson, Noah and Spartanburg, rather, and then Mike and Anderson. Noah, how are you, Noah?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, Noah. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you as always. I have a quick college football question for
you.
What college coaches would you say have the hottest seat going into this year?
Bill Belichick.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, because to me, coach of Oklahoma, Venables, like, if he has a six, God forbid the wheels fall off, he has another 6-6 season, how is he not on the hot seat? That'll
well,
be like three out
well,
of 5 years going
well,
6-6.
Well, since they just extended him by 6 years and they're paying him $11 million a year, I think he's not on the hot seat.
And then
he has complete job security. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be the Oklahoma coach forever. And then
Lincoln Riley?
Well, you know, Noah, if you had tried to make that argument to me the last couple of years, I would have bought that. I don't buy it now because I think the tide has finally turned for him. I think that this is the best team he's had. His recruiting rankings are out of sight right now. And so I think he's finally now, again, he keeps throwing stuff at the defense. And he's done that again with Gary Patterson, and we'll see how that works. Can Gary come back to life? Maybe. But I actually think this is the best team he's had. I think this team is a playoff team in my mind. My only concern about them this year, Noah, is they have a six-game stretch that I think is the most difficult six-game stretch that any team in America has. I'm not even sure it's close. They have a six-game stretch where I don't remember the order of all these, right? But in that stretch, they're going to play Oregon, Ohio State, Indiana. They're going to have to travel 3,000 miles to go play Penn State, and they're also going to play Washington.
Yeah, that six-game stretch is this. That's a gauntlet. There's never been a gauntlet.
Right.
I can't find a tougher six-game in the country.
Right. That's just a nutty – you know, again, the SEC wants to promote the fact that they have all the toughest schedules in the country. None of them have a stretch of six games like that. None of them.
And then last coach, and then I'll move on to my last question for you all before I let you go. What about Beamer, Shane Beamer from South Carolina? How hot is his seat, you think? If they don't, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Year, especially with Lenoris, all the money being thrown their way.
Yeah, I think this is the tilt season for him one way or another. I think that if they don't win seven or eight games, I think he's done. I think it's a 7-8 game minimum, especially given what he talked about last year, basically guaranteeing that they'd be a playoff team. So I think he has to show up this year. I think they have to have a big season, and part of it will be who they beat too along the way. You know,
they have a tough schedule too.
Right, they do, and that's going to be plus. What's starting to worry me is they seem to have mounting injury questions that are
receiver injuries. Definitely,
unanswered. And your star defensive end and your star would-be star left tackle. Are seemingly just in limbo. So,
well, also too. Well, my last question is: what do you feel about Penn State this year? And there was, I mean, I think they have the potential to jump up and shock some people. I like Beck. I mean, maybe they're okay, but how do you feel about Penn State? I'll hang up.
Yeah, and yeah. Thank you, Noah.
With you, brother.
Yep. Good talking as always. Yeah. I mean, I think I ranked them. I put them. I don't know, Ramona, do you have my top 25 there? I think I have them like number 19 or something, somewhere in that range. I think that they're
20.
They have a very favorable schedule, which is the main thing. And, you know, again, we're really talking about Iowa State's football team playing in Happy Valley. So Iowa State's now going to be playing in front of 110,000 rabid fans, which, you know, should help the Cyclones, the Penn State Cyclones. For some reason, Ramona, I can't. Oh, there it is. Mike and Anderson. Mike, good to have you as always.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Walt. I know your push for time.
No, we're good.
Okay. Great. One question, and then, two questions, actually. And if you've touched on these this week, I apologize, but I don't think you have because I can't think of any time that I've missed any of the show. But well, if
thank
you have,
you, Mike.
I apologize. Number one, it's a more bizarre story than the Monique Love story yesterday, believe it or not. At the trial for, you know, the murder trial for Tupac, according to several published reports, Tupac's mother and several of his friends paid a mortician $1 million+ to cremate his body so they could smoke it. Like smoking weed. Have you heard about this? I'm serious.
No,
it's a true story.
No.
I'm serious.
No, I have not heard that. I know that the trial is going on. And I thought, well, maybe they're finally going to get the guilty party. But so what you're telling me is Mama Tupac wanted to smoke?
Yes. Tupac? Yes, sir. This is according to several published report.
Okay, Ramona, you're in there
trial.
Like shaking your head back and forth, waving your arms.
What is going on? That's horrible.
That's bizarre.
It's like the fight over Ted Williams' head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
that is bizarre. No, I'm gonna look that up, Mike. I believe you, but I gotta look that up. I gotta know about that. Inquiring minds want to know.
It's come up on my, and I don't know what you call them, the little pop-up things on your smartphone from news channels, and it's come up on my phone like three times in the last 2 days. So I would think it had some substance. And then my sports question would be this.
It's a whole new use for rolling papers, Mona.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't even know. That's horrible.
Good one, Walt. Good one. Tommy John, of course, passed away last weekend.
Yes.
And I haven't heard anybody talk much about him. I don't think I've heard anything. And now Tommy John won 288 games, 3.34 ERA, but he did pitch for 26 years, so he's probably not in the Hall of Fame. But should he not be given some kind of award or something? I mean, think of all the players that were able to play with the same problem after him.
Yeah.
Had he not had the courage to have that operation, they would have given up. John Smoltz made a statement this week in the Atlanta paper, I think, point blank, hands down, had it not been for Tommy John's surgery, I would have never made it as far as I did.
Yeah.
And just wondered if you could go over that when you come back from break, maybe.
Yeah, and we did talk about Tommy John on the show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I think he's a borderline Hall of Fame guy. It's, you sort of laid out the case for and against in that summary, which is good. But I agree with you. There's an additional hidden element, and it's it's that surgery and it's that process that saved so many, and maybe has to be part of that broader consideration.
Yes, sir.
So
and also,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Walt. I'm sorry.
No,
but
go ahead, Mike. Finish
quickly. Also, in the article I read about him, two points.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Strike up the band because it's time for college football.
Over the middle.
105.5.